A route towards the town of Diano Arentino. Diano Arentino is a small town just 20 minutes away from our apartments. We invite you to visit it not only to know an authentic portion of Liguria, but because we are sure it will surprise you. The landscape alternates bands of olive groves with thick woods where ancient pagan gods once worshipped. Follow us, our route through the Dionysus Valley. We will lead you through country churches, streams, and small quiet hamlets. Brief history of Diano Arentino. Diano Arentino historically follows the events of the villages of the Gulf of Diano. If it's not the first time that you happen to be among the articles of our blog, you already know that the territory between Capoberta and Capocervo was once made up of dense woods dedicated to the pre-Roman deity Borman. Once the Romans settled, the deity of probable Celtic origin was supplanted by Diana, goddess of hunting and woods. The sacred forest became a rest stop with a suggestive name, Lucus Bormani. This partly explains the reason for the name of so many villages in the valley. Like other villages in the surrounding area, Diano Arentino returned to the dominions of the powerful Marquis Clavesana until it was sold to Genoa in 1228. In this period, he joined the Communitas Diani, an association between local communities that enjoyed considerable legislative autonomy. The evidence of this agreement can be found under the Loge of Diano Castello, where during our Giroborgo we saw the signs with the dates of our stay in the Communitas. Towards Diano Arentino. Leaving the coast of Diano Marina behind us, we take the provincial road 37 and pass the ancient village of Diano Castello. From here, we proceed straight along the typical Ligurian countryside in the direction of Diano Arentino. The landscape is barely interrupted by a few houses set between terraces of olive trees and well-kept vegetable gardens. Nature gets thicker and thicker until we meet the small church of San Sebastiano. The little church is located at the crossroads for Diano Arentino. However, it is part of the municipality of Diano Castello, just before the crossroads leading to the village Merea, one of the many villages. Equipped with a small external portico, this small church contains some frescoes by an unknown painter of the 15th century. The Church of San Rocco. We resume the route towards Diano Arentino, following the provincial road 90, until we meet the Church of San Rocco in the hamlet of Diano Borello. The building is located outside the town, between the village cemetery and the provincial road. It was built in the 17th century as a vow to the saint for saving the population from the plague of 1656-57. As it often the case, several works followed one another during the 19th century, which brought the church to its present appearance. The Corinthian columns of the portico, supporting a white pediment, denounce, in fact, a neoclassical inspiration. The Church of San Michele Arcangelo. The trip isn't over yet. Before reaching the center of Diano Arentino, in fact, we have to cross the hamlet of Diano Borello and reach the parish church of San Michele Arcangelo, in the village Villa della Chiesa. The building is strategically located on top of a promontory. If you leave your car, the car park, across the road, it is worth stopping to admire the landscape over the valley. The church stands out on a pretty cobbled churchyard with a pionica tree and stone seats where you can enjoy some shade. The facade is simple, but if you approach it, you can see traces of ancient paintings. Above the entrance portal, for example, there is a fresco depicting Saint Michael the Archangel between Saint Peter and Saint John the Baptist. Below, instead, in the date 1485, engraved in the Roman numerals. Between streams and medieval bridges. Continuing straight ahead to the north on the provincial road 90, after a few narrow streets, you can immerse yourself some beautiful landscape. In the Virgili area, for example, we recommend that you strain your ear to the sound of a stream. Park your car in a small clearing further ahead. Take a few minutes to admire a small waterfall that flows into a stream. Continuing straight ahead, however, on the border with Diano Roncalli, you will come across the medieval bridge of the Madonetta. This little bridge dates back to the 15th century. After the collapse in 1631, it took 9 years to rebuild it. Its name derives from the presence of a votive shrine in which the marble statue of the Madonna della Misericordia is inserted. The place served as a fundamental link for the inhabitants of the area, who could reach their land between Diano Borello and Diano Avignon and transport the olives to the oil mills. However, it was also the numerous travelers and pilgrims of the time who crossed the bridge and found refreshment in these places. The center of Diano Arentino and the oratory of San Carlo. We want to end our journey by continuing towards the center of Diano Arentino. We find more houses here. The courtyards are full of plants, vineyards and pergolas, and it is not uncommon to meet some elderly ladies intent on harvesting the produce from the garden. Unfortunately, the parish church of Santa Margherita cannot be visited for work in progress, but from this height you can still enjoy the view of the surrounding valleys. Looking up the hill, you will see the former chapel La Casassa. Carefully, the ruin is easily reached via a path. Further ahead, after a few narrow hairpin bends in the oratory of San Carlo, from which you can enjoy a privileged view. Here, it's really worth stopping to admire the landscape. The chapel dominates on an impressive viewpoint. Have fun photographing the olive trees framed by the arches of a porch. Away from the traffic of coastal tourism, one encounters places where silence dominates. We recommend you to invest an afternoon in an excursion in these valleys to regenerate your thoughts and spirits.